Hi, Scott Walker here. Earlier this week, I had the opportunity to meet with President Trump, Vice President Pence, and later members of Congress to collaborate on health care reform and to discuss the best path moving forward. We need a change. The so-called Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare, has failed the people of our nation. Obamacare is anything but affordable for Americans in need of health care. Insurers are pulling out of exchanges. Premiums are skyrocketing as millions are faced with an average premium increase of 25% this year, and 4.7 million people have been kicked off of their health care plans. On top of this, the law imposed $1 trillion in new taxes and $53 billion in new regulations. This placed a heavy burden on working families and job creators. Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton, a Democrat, said the Affordable Care Act is no longer affordable. I agree. We must work together to find solutions benefiting all citizens of America while lifting the regulatory burden and jumpstarting our economy. Governors are taking an increasingly greater role in offering guidance for health care reform. There's a good reason for it. Governors and the states we lead are more effective, more efficient, and more accountable for the people we serve. I believe Wisconsin can serve as a national model for repeal, replace, and reform. Our state took a unique approach to navigating Obamacare, and for the first time in Wisconsin history, our reforms allowed us to cover everyone living in poverty under Medicaid. In fact, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, Wisconsin is the only state in the nation without a gap in coverage amongst those states that took the expansion, and ranks amongst the best states in the nation for health insurance coverage. Even though we did not take the Obamacare Medicaid expansion, we actually outranked most of the states who did take it and every one of the states that did not. Our top concern is ensuring no one falls through the cracks as we transition to a new market-driven solution. The goal is for this transition to be comprehensive and compassionate, reasonable, and deliberative. We want the administration and Congress to provide us with appropriate funding and flexibility so the states are able to bend the cost curve on federal entitlements. Looking forward, we'll work to develop a healthcare system that is personalized and patient-centered. You see, the people of Wisconsin deserve healthcare that treats you like a person and not a number or statistic. Together, we will fight to provide greater access and more affordable healthcare options for all Wisconsin citizens.